So the last.
Okay. So
the last Mishnah had no Gemara from last night. Right.
Right. That's correct. That's correct. Okay. So we're on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph 64A, the top line. Everybody with me? Okay. So now, yeah. So he said from now till the end of the Masechta deals mostly with Hatarat Nedarim and Hafarat Nedarim. Hatarat Nedarim means the neder is uprooted from ab initio, from the beginning. It's as if it doesn't exist. And Hafarat Nedarim, or either way, with Nedarim or Shvuot, would mean it's terminated as of now, but it existed up until now. Okay, so now we're dealing with Hatarat Nedarim. So with Hatarat Nedarim, we had a little bit in the Gemara earlier. We had about Nidrei Shigago early in the Masechta. Those were, remember, when the person makes the neder under a totally mistaken misapprehension of the facts, as in, let me see if I can find the Mishnah with this. This was, one second. Remember, when the person says that he makes a neder that he doesn't want his son to, you know, to benefit from him because he stole money. Or he sees people eating his figs. He says the figs are prohibited on them. He didn't realize his parents were among the people who were eating the figs. This was on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. So there was a Mishnah there that says, right, it says, Kon Mishina innately, but he's making it prohibited with a neder that his wife can't benefit from him, Shiganva Kisi, because she stole my wallet, Vishiftad Banai, or she struck my son. And then he finds out that was not correct. Or Rotan Oakland Tainiv Amara Raylech and Korban and so Bibiachiv Hayumahan of Bayumachirim. So those are examples of Nidrei Shigago. So Nidrei Shigago, you don't need any chacham to be matir it. It's as a matter of law, that's a shogeg. But now we're talking about other things with there's petach and charata. So petach is where the person didn't realize all the facts at the time he made the neder. Had he it's really a continuation of what we said about Nidrei Shigago. Nidrei Shigago, he was totally acting under a total misapprehension of the facts. So Petach, he didn't take into account something. Had he taken something into account, he never would have made the neder. So again, the top line of the Mishnah says, Reb Lezer Omer, Potkim Liadam Bechvod Avivimo. So the Tana Reb Lezer says, we can always offer petach. Petach is a way to vacate the neder and say to the person, had you realized that this neder would bring sort of shame or abuse on your parents, the fact that you're making the neder puts them in a bad light. And then the person could always say, I didn't realize that. I didn't take that into account. And had he taken into account, he would have made the neder. Let's see the first run. Reb Lezer Omer, Potkim Liadam Bechvod Avivimo. She'omrim lo, we say to the person, you have the run, Josh, on the left-hand column, he says, "Sha'omrim lo, either way, you can yodei Hashem avazan avicha v'imecha. If you'd realize that people would, you know, sort of abuse your mother and father, your father and mother, ashtak kal benedarim that you're so free with nedarim, ukidamrinam the karul the rishia bar tzadika, rishia bar rishia." In other words, the Goran Sanhedrin says sometimes a person he could be a rasha, but the parents could be tzadikim, but they call rishia bar tzadika, they call rishia bar rishia. In other words, they figure the parents are also Rishayim, so you can know there. Lashon Acher, Shomru, Sha'ata Lamadata Mehem, Sha'apim Mizalzel Nedarim. Or they'll say that you learned it from them, in order to be Mizalzel with Nedarim. In other words, making Neder is not a good thing, and that would bring them sort of like disrepute or disparagement. So on the second line of the Mishnah, B'chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim or Osir means that they don't accept that as a petah. Now, it comes out from the Gemara. They don't reasonably know except as petach is because the Chachamim say, like, let's say the person comes to Beis Din and they say, did you realize that this would have brought disrepute on your parents and would you have made the neder otherwise? So it could be that he really would make the neder otherwise. In other words, even though it would bring disrepute upon the parents, but he's embarrassed to say to the Beis Din the truth. So the Chachamim hold that no, that's not a valid petach. We don't rely that a person would honestly answer that question. Now it says v'chachamim osrim, so they send them to Gemara, and Rabbi Leibowitz said as well. The Nimuke Yosef brings down. Why does it say v'chachamim osrim? It should say chachamim omrim ein potchim b'neder. Why was chachamim osrim? So the Nimuke Yosef wants to say that even if the Beis Din did in fact vacate the neder on this basis, it would not be a valid vacatur. You know, a valid even with Yeved, the Hatar would not work. Okay, the second line in the Mishnah will go, Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Ashapotkin lo bechvod aviv imo, yiftach lo bechvod hamakom. So Rabbi Tzadok wants to expand on the heter that the Tana Reb Lezer gave. And Rabbi Tzadok wants to say that, you know, quote aviv imo sounds good, but why can we do something more basic? Why don't we say quote hamakom? Why can we say to the person, did you realize that this would bring like a terrible sort of, degrade the Shem Hashem? It's lack of Kavod Hashem that you're making these Nidarim. And if you could use that as a petach, then, you know, the door is wide open for people to get Hataras Nidarim. So the Ran has here a little different than what we have. If you look in the Ran on the Teth Nara line, he says Amru Lo. So the Ran adds the words Amru Lo. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Tzadok, in Cain, in Nidarim. In other words, that they don't think that Reb Lezer would agree with that, because if you do this way, so Ein Nidarim. Let's take a look a little bit in the Ran with this whole piece. So let me pick up on the second narrow line. So he says, V'chamim Osrim v'gmarim farish tamayhu, armitzadok ha'chepokha b'chot avivimel potkum l'chot makom, klomar Reb Lezer ki'echid shari l'ptok b'chot avivimel. In other words, that Reb Tzadok wants to say that Reb Lezer, just like he has a petach for, you know, that it'll bring his parents, you know, sort of into a state of, you know, disrepute or disparagement, he says, that we could also say the quote for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, she'omrim lo, you say to the person who made the neder, either way, you do this, and adarta, she to make kibbutz quote of my comb. This is brings like the Shem Hashem lower in the world, that you're making these nadarim. The Armina B'Sifre is a Sifre, which is the Medrash on Bamidbar and Dvarim. He says, the Sifre, who can know their B'melech Atzmo. In other words, even if he doesn't mention the Shem Hashem, it's like taking nether with the Shem Hashem, but it doesn't bring Kabo to Hashem that you're making these nadarim. Whom are you to know there? So Amru Lo, so the Chum said back to Reb Tzadok, in words, they said that even Reb Lezer would agree that that's not a basis for a petach. The im e to the potchim, because if you're going to use that as a basis for a petach, ein nedarim, the Gemara farish, now when it says ein nedarim, so the Gemara is going to explain what the term ein nedarim means. And so it's one shot would be that ein nedarim yata, that even Reb Lezer, in other words, right, but this is within Reb Lezer. In other words, the chamim, their chashash with the parents is that the person will say, no, he's embarrassed to say, yeah, I would have made the netter anyway. I don't care about my parents getting abused. So we're afraid for, like, it wouldn't be accurate. So it wouldn't be a good hatar in the darm. This is the way Abaye explains the Gemara. So in the same fashion, in other words, like, if a person, like, he might lie and say, he's not going to go to the best and say, you know, I don't care about, you know, Kavod Hashem. But the emes is, maybe he didn't care about the Kavod Hashem. You know, that would be the way to go. Now, let's just do a bit more of the Ran. Now, all right, let me do further in the Gemara, and then we'll see more of the Ran. We'll see. Okay, it's back in the Mishnah. So he says, okay, we're on line 5 in the Mishnah, Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, 64a. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right. Motiv Chachamim Reb Lezer, with the Barsha Bino, Levin Aviv Imo. Now the Chachamim agree with Reb Lezer that if the content of the Neder related directly to the parents, like he says, Shapokin Lobakot Aviv Imo. In other words, he's made a Neder that the father maybe can't get benefit from him or something like that. So then the Chachamim agree with Reb Lezer that a Petah could be, if he would have realized, you know, how would this would bring shame to your father, something like that, they agreed that it could be a petach. Then, Vodomar Reb Lezer, in addition to which, Reb Lezer says, Potchim Benolad. Reb Lezer says we can use Nolad as a petach. Now, Nolad is something that, you know, is sort of not facts in existence now, but, you know, facts that are coming into existence. We'll see in a minute. But Chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim Osrim in that case. Ketzad, Amar Konam Shaninene Liish Ploni. Let's say Reuven says he makes a neder, I'm not going to get any hana from Shimon. I don't want to know from Shimon. But Benas is Sofer. And then Shimon becomes Sofer. So one shot on Sofer, he becomes a big Talmid Chacham. That's one pshat. Sofrim are called the Talmid Chachamim. But the other pshat is he became a sofer. He became the scribe, whatever. And now he needs it. But either way, he needs the service now. He says, Oshe Amasi Beno, or Shimon's having a wedding for his son. But Amar and Reuven, who's one who made the neder, said, either way, Yitiyodei Ashunas a sofer. If I would have realized when I made the neder that he was going to become a sofer, Oshe Amasi Beno, he was going to marry off his son, the Karo, the Loayiti no there, I never would have made this neder. So that would be an example of Nolad. That would be an example of Nolad. That Reb Lazer would be matched by the Nolad. He says, Konam Labayitza, another example, he says, Konam Labayitza, he's making neder, he's not going to get any hana from this structure. Shani Nechnas, I'm not going to enter this building. He says, Venasa Beta Knesset, and then that becomes the local shul. So a lot of people are like that. So he says, Amar, and then he says, and he says, Amar, either way, Yitiyodea Shunasa Beta Knesset, had I realized that this is going to be a shul, Lo Yiti no there, I never would have made the nether. So Reb Lezer Matir Bachachim Mosh. So in all these cases, Reb Lezer permits it, and the Chachim Asr it. Okay, well, let me just do a little run, then we'll talk. Now, let's go back in the run. Okay, welcome. So we're on Samachal and Manalev, around the 10th narrow line in the run. Okay. So I'm glad you found the right. You were, did it on Zoom or you didn't do it?
No, it doesn't have the link.
Yeah. Okay, I got all messed up tonight. Okay, so Amru lo in king in the darim klomar. This we did already. Now the few lines below that. He says, what's an example? We said that, let's say the Chachamim agreed that if the subject of the neder was things between the parents, that the Chachamim agreed that could be a petah. Let's say the son, sadly enough, he asked the parents and getting any hana from him. Now the Ron goes back to the earlier point. We said that we can't use Kvod Shem Hashem as a basis to be, you know, peta, to be marked to the neder. Dafka b'chvod makom hudein potkim yishem tim eat the potkim any darim ni tarim yafeh to eat the begemara. Shin shum adam in other words, the person, nobody is like brazen enough to say that, notwithstanding the fact that I knew it, like it brings like a lack of kavod to the kavod shemayim that I'm making these nedarim, but I would have made the neder anyway. So nobody's brazen enough to say that to the best. So the person would say, no, I never would have made the neder, but it's not true. So it's not going to be nitar yafeh. It won't be a good justice, you know, from the Bezdin. So we're not going to use that as a peta. He says on the first very one line, but Ron says it relates to one mitzvah, then we could use it as a peta. Like we learn later on in Daf Samachay. In other words, let's say he made a neder and it's like involves like sort of, you know, hostility between one Jew and another Jew, which they frequently do. So we could say, had you realized that this involves the love of Lotisana people Bavecha, would you have made it? Because there we're not afraid that he's gonna lie. In other words, even in Achinami, if in other words, in that case, if he would have made the neder anyway, he would say that. And same thing by Shabbos. If whatever the neder, he made a neder, and it's like it impacts on his on the Kabbat of Shabbos. Now, now one more. Yerushalmi in the last medium wide line in the Ran. Yerushalmi, I call modim before Rabbo Shenu Mami. Now everybody agrees. Let's say the neder impinges on the Kabbat for the Rebbe. So everybody agrees that can't be the basis of petach. The Tanina Numo Rabcha Kamora Shemaim Hilchatin Potkin Bo. In other words, he makes a neder. Maybe I don't know. The neder must relate it to the Rebbe in some way, and they say like they had realized that, you know, this would have been brought a lot of lack of kavo to your Rebbe, which would have made the neder. So here we're afraid, like Kol Mora Rabcha Kamora Shemaim. The fear for your Rebbe is like the fear from heaven. So for Shemayim, we don't do it because we think a person wouldn't have the Aziz Panim. In other words, he wouldn't say the truth. He'd be too embarrassed for the Bezdin to say, you know, I would have done it anyway. Same thing with the Rebbe. So we can't use that as a basis. Okay, let's just think through what we did. And let's think through what we did and let's summarize the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah, we're focusing on the idea of a petach. So a petach is a basis for the Bezdin or the Chacham to be mat in the Neder. We said already that Nidrei Shigagot is where he has a major misunderstanding, misapprehension of facts. And there you don't need Bezdin to be mat in the Neder that we had in the Mishnah on Chafei Amud Beis, like where he thinks that he says, like he asks his wife from getting hana from him because the wife stole his wallet and the wife didn't steal the wallet. And then he finds out the MS. So then that's Nidrei Shigagot that goes by the wayside. So as a sort of corollary to that, we have a petach. A petach is where the person, we say the person, had you realized X, Y, and Z when you made the neder, would you have made the neder? And if he says, no, I never would have made the neder, that's the opening, the basis that Bezdin then could be marked to the neder. So in the Mishnah, we learn that according to the Tanra Blezer, we could be poteach b'chvodo v'bimo. We could say, had you realized this would have brought, you know, shame to your parents, which would have made the neder, we could use that as a basis. And the Chamim Oser, the Chamim say we can't use that as basis for that quote of Ibimo. What? The Tana Reb Lezer, look at the top line in the Mishnah, which we just read. Okay, line one, right? Reb Lezer Omer, Pokem Lam, the quote of Ibimo. Okay, so the Tana Reb Lezer says that we can use it as a petach, and the Chamim say we can't. And the left is like the Chamim, because we're afraid that the person will lie through his teeth. And then Reb Tzadok wanted to say that maybe we should expand it out for quote of Akhom, but that went by the wayside. And then Imkene Nadarim, which we're going to have to clarify in the Gemara what that line means, so I've sort of given you an idea on it. But the Chachamim agree with Reb Lezer that if the subject of the Neder is the Varim Shebeino Lobein Abibimo, if Tufa, the Neder, relates to parents, like he says, I don't want my parents to get any, you know, benefit from any of my property, so in Achinami, there the Chachamim agree that we could say to him, had you realized what disgrace this would bring to your parents, which would be the Neder, and he says, no, I didn't, then we're not afraid that he's going to lie. And we'll talk about this in the Gemara. Then Reb Lezer says, potkim benolad acham aser. Now, potkim benolad means things that are like not in existence. Well, please, if I need help, I'll let you know, okay? So he says, potkim benolad means things that are not currently in existence, but they're very remote. In other words, something that could occur, but it's remote. I would never think about that. So Reb Lezer says, potkim benolad. Yeah, we could do the nolad. And the examples of Nolad that we had were the person becomes a sofer, or the person marries off his son, and things like that. And so according to Tana Reb Lezer, we say, had you realized these things, would you have made the neder? So he says, no, I never would have made the neder. So we're going to vacate the neder. And the Chachamim say, that doesn't cut it. And we'll see in the Gemara what the Chachamim hold. Now, it comes out that the Chachamim will agree that a type of, it doesn't mean that they don't hold from any sort of Nolad. If it's a likely nolad, then they'll hold that could be a basis to be matched in the neder. Okay? All right, so who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
Vacate the neder?
Vacate means the neder exists now, it's vacated, it lost its power, it's gone, okay? Well, now you learned another word, okay? Now, what else?
What was the answer?
What's up for an Alkathy? What's up?
You said it already and I forgot and I apologize. Osrin instead of lo potkin.
Yeah, so we said the Nemuke Yosef says, why does it say Osrin instead of that you can't be poteach? Because the Nemuke Yosef says that even if the Bezdin did it, then in other words, they said we're vacating the Neder, it's still Osrin. Okay, what's up, Yosef?
Is there a difference
between what? All right. So Yosef asked me how we pass with Nolad. So Stam we pass like the Chachamim. So it means that if it's the gross Nolad, you know, then that's not a basis. But if it's the smaller Nolad, which we'll see in Amud Beis, then we'll... So... Right. So Dana was saying, the Tosfos says over there in... this, I don't know, it was an Armistat that we did it, or else in Ksubas, where it shows up, I think, earlier. Tosfos says that when a person goes to, Tosfos asks that question, and Tosfos gives two answers. One answer Tosfos gives, that when a person goes to yeshiva, it's he's going to become a gadol. In other words, just the decision to go to yeshiva, I mean, that's as good as done, that you're going to become a gadol. So it's not nolad.
In other words, here the guy,
he's a shoemaker. I had no idea he's going to become a sofer like that. There, Rabbi Akiva had already agreed to go to yeshiva. He's like the gadol. That's one answer. Okay, right.
So foreseeability.
What's up, Fern?
So if it's foreseeable, then you're out of gas. If it's not foreseeable, it's a no lot.
No. It's the other way around. In other words, no lot is when it's like unforeseeable,
right,
or very remote. So then Reb Lezer holds it still good, the Chachamim hold not. But if it's not so remote, then even the Chachamim hold it could be no lot. Okay, but we'll see in Amud Beis a little bit more. Okay. Okay, we're two lines from the bottom on Samet Dal and Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? Okay. So the Gemara says, "Bai ein nedarim." So in the Mishnah, we said on line 4, so Reb Tzadok said that Reb Lezer should hold Yiftechu lo b'chvod makom. So the Chachamim said back to Reb Tzadok that Reb Lezer doesn't hold that way because imkein ein nedarim. If you're going to do that way, they say that you realize that it brings a lack of kavod to Hashem, the making the neder. Otherwise, ein nedarim. So my ein nedarim. What is ein nedarim? What do those words mean? Ein nedarim. So Amar Abaye, in Cain, a nidarim, the darim nidarim effect. It means the darim won't be terminated in a proper fashion. You know, I would say vacated, but you get the idea. So let's take a look at the Ran, the first very wide line in the Ran. So my a nidarim, Amar Abaye, in Cain nidarim nidarim yafesh, afilu imichilo yanimnam nekvod makom. In other words, let's say he was not concerned with the kvod makom. In other words, he doesn't care. He was interested in making a neder. Lo ya'iz pana b'kach b'nei chacham. He wants to be so brazen to say to a chacham, he's standing before, you know, a big gadol b'Torah, and say, no, I didn't care about the kavod ha'makom. He's shakir. He's going to lie through his teeth. B'yomar, either way you see it, lo yithin on there. He's saying, you know what? You're right. Had I realized that, I never would have made a neder, but it's false, lie. Nimtza she nedarim mutarim yafeh. So it comes out nedarim are not being released in a good fashion. Therefore, in that case, the Tana Reb Lezer agrees with the Chachamim that we don't take that as a petach. So what about with the kavod for his parents? So there is a machloket. In other words, let's say Reb Lezer holds that a person, they could, you know, use the kavod of Ibimo as a basis and come and hold that. So umiyu b'chvod avivimo pali rabbanan asri disfil hulo shana b'chvod makom lo shana b'chvod avivimo in a dameis. The chami hold a person is too embarrassed to lie about a kaddish baruch, too embarrassed to lie about the parents, so they don't really care about either one or about the parents. And but they will say, yeah, absolutely, I wouldn't have made it. Hilkach ain poktim. Reb Lezer sabar b'chvod makom hu din a dameis. Reb Lezer holds no taka to say the ribbono shalom. You know that. I would lie through my teeth. I wouldn't admit that I didn't care about Kvod Hashem. No, if a person really would have made the neder anyway, he'd say, yeah, I don't care. I have a lousy relationship with my parents. I would have made the neder anyway. So therefore, he holds Potkin. Okay, let's do a few more lines of the Gemara, then we'll pause. Okay, now turn the page. Everybody turn page. Okay, page 128, top line. Barava Amar, Imkain, Ein Nedarim, Nishalim Lechacham. Rava has a different shot in the Mishnah. What does it mean? Ein nedarim, imkain ein nedarim nishalim lechacham, means that people won't bother going to the chachamim to matter the neder. In other words, they'll figure, every neder, in other words, if you poke them with them, you know, before at home, so I don't need a chacham. I know, I'm a big chacham. I know the halakot, you know, with the photo of Kaddish Baruch Hu, I'm not going to go bother going to the chacham. Let's look at the top line of the Ran. Rava Amar im kein in darm nishal mechacham im kein de potkan lo bechor makom lo in darm nishal mechacham shikol achav echa potech petan salatzmo. Everyone's going to, you know, handle it on their own. And you can't be matir neder to yourself. We learned that early in the Masechta, where you can't be matir to yourself. Shrei, petas aruwi lechol on a darm. This petach works by every neder. In other words, bringing a lack of kavod Hashem. So, Shoyin, that's it. I'm done. So back in the Gemara, Rava Amar im kein in darm nishal mechacham. Okay, now the Gemara is going to have a question on line 2. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Umodim Chachamim L'Reb Lezer, the Chachamim agree with Reb Lezer, but Devar Shebeino L'Vein Avibi Imo, if the subject of the Neder relates to the parents, Shepotkin Lo B'Chvod Avibi Imo. That in Afinami, that could be a basis for the Petach. So even the Chachamim agree with that. If the Neder was, we saw in the Ran, he says, I don't want my parents to get any Hana from me. And so we could say, had you realized the disgrace this would bring to your parents, which we made it, and he says, no, so the Chachamim agree with that. So, B'shleim al-Abaye, Damar imkein in darim nitarim, and I think it's Yafeh, what's the Aleph here? Yeah. So, Abaye said, what does it mean, imkein in darim? So in Nedarim Nitar Miacher, he says that Nedarim are not, the Hatar Nedarim, when the process wouldn't be done well, because people would lie. That's what it means, that people would lie about Kvodo Makom. So according to that pshat, Hacha came into Ichziflei, Ha'ichziflei. So here, we're not afraid he's going to lie. In other words, he's like the chutzpah, he has a lot of audacity. He makes an editor to cut off the parents. So in Achinami, we think that if he would, you know, have, if they say, would, if you realize that the, you know, the disgraces would bring your parents, so, and he would have made the netter anyway, we think he would say the truth. In other words, because he already made a netter, like brings them, like, you know, into somewhat, you know, put them in an awkward situation. So he, so that makes sense. That shot makes sense. El Rava da Amarim Kenin Darm Nisham Lefacham. But Rava's explanation was that if we allow, you know, the explanation was like Kvod HaMakom, so nobody's going to bother with the Beis Din. Hachamai Potchin. So here, why we use this as a petach? Like we think that if I say Kvod Aviv Imo, so maybe everybody will just handle it on their own. They'll figure I know this. So the Gemara says Amri. They send the Beis Medrash. Came the Kol Nidrei Lo Sagi Lahon Delav Chacham. Since all the other Nedarim, like even with Aviv Imo, like if it's something that doesn't relate to the parents, you have to go to a Chacham. So he realizes I'm already. In other words, since people are already going to a Chacham for some Nedarim, Hachanami Potkin. So to here, we can use it as basis. In other words, we're not afraid that people will be self-help with this explanation. In other words, the concern, according to Rabbi's explanation in the Mishnah, the concern was that people will say, why do we need a rabbi to be makel the neder? You know, I made the neder. You know, everybody knows that I didn't want to bring, you know, disrepute to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shana Dan. So here also, with this thing, with if we do like with the parents, you know, that if you realize that this would bring, you know, disgrace to your parents, which you have made the neder, so why aren't we afraid that, you know, nobody's going to bother going to the Chacham, you know, it brings disgrace to my parents, whatever. So the Gemara says, since there's so many other Nedarim that you're going to be making, that you need a Chacham, we're not afraid that you won't say, I won't go to the Chacham, because you'll also need, you'll say, I need to go to the Chacham for this other Nedarim, I'll go for the Chacham for this nether as well. All right, let's just summarize for a minute, and then we'll take a look, okay? So, okay, one second. So, all right, let's just repeat, and then we'll go further. Okay, so in the Mishnah, we said that the Chacham said to Reb Tzadok, Im Kenei Nedarim, that if you permit people to have a petach, you permit a person to have a petach, that it was like bringing lack of kavod to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Im Kenei Nedarim, there's no Nedarim. So what do those words mean, Im Kenei Nedarim? Because the Machlok at Rav and Abaye. So according to Abaye, the pshat is in Kenei Nedarim Nitarim Yafeh, that if we're going to allow this as a basis, so the Hatar Nedarim, the process won't go very well because people will lie through their teeth. In other words, the person would have made the neder anyway, even though it brought lack of kavod to Hashem, but he'll be too embarrassed to say to the Beis Din, I would have done that way. So he'll come to the Beis Din, the Beis Din will be mocking the neder, and it's not really a proper basis. So that's what it means. In Kenei Nedarim Nitarim Yafeh. That's Abaye's explanation. Then Rava's explanation says, Im Kain in Nedarim Nishalim L'Chacham. Rava says, look, nobody's going to bother going to Chacham. Like, I have this explanation. It's like, I'll take care of myself. I'll say, you know, right, the Neder is, I can understand that. The Neder is something like a bring it straight to Hashem, so I don't need to Chacham. So, okay, so that's the Machlok between Abaye and Rava. So then the Gemara says, well, the line in the Mishnah says the Chachamim agree with Reb Lezer with the Varsha Beino Levein Aviv Imo, that there's no machloket if it's something Beino that the subject of the net are related directly to the parents. Then even the Chachamim agree with Reb Lezer that the Kvod Aviv Imo is an adequate basis to be mocked in the netter. So the Gemara says according to Abaye it makes sense. Because Abaye said that what was the concern that the Chachamim had was Ein Nidarim Nitarim Yafeh, where people will lie. Here, he's a chutzpah person to begin with. You know, he's already a chatzif, that he makes such a neder. We don't think that he would have any compunctions about lying to the Beis Din. They said he would realize the disgrace of bringing to your parents. He's already explained, you know, displayed such chutzpah making the neder. We think he would say that. He said that's true, right. Okay, So that makes sense according to Abaye. But the Gemara says, according to Rava, the concern of the Chachamim is that people will just like apply this on their own. They won't bother going to the Beis Din. So here, why are they not concerned that people will just apply this on their own and not bother going to the Beis Din? So the Gemara says, look, there are other Nedarim that he's going to have to go to the Beis Din with this. In other words, even things that bring disrepute to the parents are other Nedarim that he has to go to the Beis Din. So if this group that he's saying, so in Achinam, it'll bring, it's a simple petach. People understand, they think they know the halacha and things like that. They'll handle it on their own. No, but they'll see that I have to go to other things that go to the best, the same for the best as well. Okay, who's your question, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
I have a question about the mechanics of this. Yeah, if I want my neder, the Hatarat Nedarim, what happens? I go to the Beit Din and I give them the advice. This is where I think I have the harata. I didn't know this, or they get it out of me and they suggest.
Either way, the petach has to be adduced. So the Beit Din, here the Gemara is taking the Beit Din, will ask the person.
That's what I want to know.
To seek out a petach. But if the person knows a petach, it behooves the person to mention it to the Beit Din ahead of time. All right. I have to keep moving. I apologize. Okay. We're at the two dots, and then we'll see how we do with time. So the Gemara says, "Va'odamar Reb Lezer potkum in olad b'chulei." So Tana Reb Lezer says he has a more looser view about hatarat nedarim. He says we can use a nolad. Nolad is something that remotely could occur, but it's unlikely to occur. But it did occur, and we say, "Had you realized this would occur, would you have made it?" And he says, "No, I never would have made it." So that's the petach. I'll come and say no. So the Gemara says, so my time to Reb Lezer, what's the reason for Reb Lezer that he says we can put up an olad? So if you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu, he flees Mitzrayim, he goes to Yitro, and then he takes a shvua to Yitro. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a shvua to Yitro, he's not going back to Egypt. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go back to Egypt. Why? All the people who were after you, they're dead. They're dead. So that's a case of nolad, that the person is dead. In other words, the person. So at the time you made the neder, did you think that the people would die and that you would be able to go back? No. So that's a basis to be matir Moshe Rabbeinu's neder. So that's an example of nolad. But again, all right. Yeah, but it means that people don't normally, in their minds, in economy everybody dies, but people don't normally think about it. They don't take that into their calculations that people are going to die. Okay, so for them it's no lot. Okay, so let's think back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "My time to the blazer. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Kura, Kimeitu Kol Hashem." The Kaddish Baruch Hu says, "Go to Mitzrayim." Why? Kimeitu Kol Hashem Neshecha. All the people who were after you are dead. So that's the basis to be matir your neder. So the Gemara says Mita is an example of Nolad. So that being the case, so Reb Lezer has a raya from the Pesukim that Nolad is a basis to be Mata the Neder. Mikan Shepokim and Nolad. Rabbanan, my Tamayu. So that's a great proof. So what's the reason for the Chachamim who disagree with the Tana Reb Lezer? Savri, Hanau Mimaiti. They hold, did anybody actually die? In other words, the people who were after Moshe Rabbeinu, did anybody actually die? Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Rav Yochanan is an Amara, but he has a Mesorah from the town of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Kol Makom Shneimar Nitzim V'Nitzavim. Wherever the Torah mentions these code words, Nitzim V'Nitzavim. Nitzim is fighting, and Nitzavim is standing. Inon Datan V'Aviram. That means it's Datan V'Aviram. So it means that if you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu goes out and says Bayar. He says the Bnei Shnei Anashim Yivrim Nitzim. That there were two Jews fighting with one another. So he says, why are you hitting your friend? And he says, Haraginya tell me Kashirak to the Mitzri. So are you going to kill me like you killed the Egyptian? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achino da davar, and he bolts. So that means it says, Shnei Anashim Nitzim, who are the Nitzim? That's Datan V'Aviram. And then there's another pasuk that, one second. It says at the end of Parsha Shmot, it says that after Moshe and Aaron went to Paro and things got worse, so people confronted them. And that's also Datan v'Aviram. And then it says, later on, he says, v'Datan v'Aviram yatsu nitzavim petach olem, parshat Korach. Anyway, the bottom line is, so the people who were after Moshe Rabbeinu were Datan v'Aviram. Were Datan v'Aviram dead? No, they were very much alive. So back in the Gemara, it says, so why does Hashem say that they're dead? Just means they became impoverished. They were wealthy, and now they're poor. So nobody is going to listen to what they have to say. Because like Tevye the Milchiger, you know, when you're rich, they really think you know. It's like if someone, you're poor, and the people don't pay attention to them. So it means like this. So the Chachamim hold, it means like this. Poverty is also a type of nolad, but it's more likely type of nolad. Because people think that it's more ola on the das that people might become poor, but the people might die. People are not goreis that, even though people die more often than they become poor. But that's the way people are mind. So the nolad that the Tana Reb Lezer is talking about, that the Chachamim disagree with. But a smaller type of nolad that they became poor, that they're moda on. Let me just finish this so again, and we'll talk. Okay. So he says, "I'm Rabbi Shuvan Levi, kol adam she'en lo banim chashuv kmei." So Rabbi Shuvan Levi says that a person doesn't have children, he's considered like he's dead. Shneimar habli banim v'mayin meitanochi. Rachel says to Yaakov, "I need children." He says, "If I don't have children, it's like I'm dead." But Tanya, we learned the brisa, are ba chashuvim kmei. Four people are considered, even though they're alive, they're considered like they're dead. Ani, the person who becomes poor, umitzora, the person who becomes mitzora, basuma, the person who is blind, umishen labanim. Ani, the thief, kimetu kolanashim, says that all the people who were after you, you know, are dead, but they just became poor. He says, just one minute. He says, mitzora, the thief, alnati, kimet. It says by Miriam, Moshe Rabbeinu says, let her not be like a dead person. She's a mitzora. The suma, the thief, baba, chashakimo, shivanik, meteolam. By the blind person, it says, like in darkness, he's put me like the people were dead. So, like Suma, everything is dark for him. So, they quoted in the article, they quoted from Mokhan Shulevit, they said all four of these items, they all relate to, I'll tell you in 1 second. Yeah, this is in footnote 22. It says, Mokhan Shulevit, in Sikhot Musar, Kafshan Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, maintains that when Ukrainian suffering is war with death, he was identifying a tribulation comes to them all, with all these four suffering cut off from other human beings. A blind person cannot perceive others. A mitzvah is banished from the camp. A poor person cannot bestow largesse upon others. One without children has no one to nurture. Being separated from the sight of others, being unable to benefit others, is the equivalent of death. For the only life worth living is the life of sharing and giving. Anyway, so that's why it's all considered to be dead. In other words, if you don't have anybody to share with, it's like death. So now, let's just see back in the Gemara for 1 second in the Ran. One second. Okay, let's do a few lines in the Ran and we'll talk. So if look 6 lines from the bottom, he says, Kimetu kol anashim v'akshim enav shefa. Even though Yitro administered a shvuah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Chazal understand by Yoel is shown Allah, so he put him, he gave him a shvuah. He only made the shvuah because he was afraid of Datan Vaviram. What to do with that pasuk? Savar now we made bitmiya. That's the original. Okay, I think this we have. Okay, now, let me just do a little bit more. Well, go ahead. Right. Datan v'aviram. But they became poor. That's what the Gemara said. That if you're poor, you'd be like, they were wealthy, they became poor. No, in other words, Reb Lezer understands they're dead. And the, well, he understands that maybe he doesn't learn Datan v'aviram because Datan v'aviram is alive. So the Tana Reb Lez learns, no, the Gishtorben Gavurin, whoever it is, maybe doesn't greet Statam Aviram, but the people who are after you are dead. And the Chami say, no, it doesn't mean that. Okay, that's it. Now, all right, let me just do a little piece with this, and then I'll be it for tonight. You know, I see you're really right about this, Yosef. I see even the Dapim, I think you're so quick. It's even this, I always imagine I'm finishing so early and everybody's leaving or whatever. Okay, now, okay, one second. Thank you. Okay, now. All right, now, he says 400 years ago, there was a Rabbi Chaim Kafusi, he was one of the Goliador, and he was called the Baal Hanes. So the Chidah brings that Rabbi Chaim was dying in Egypt, and one of the days that he became blind, and everybody was kind of like Hakan and Chinik, that he'd taken Shokot, bribery. Rabbi Chaim heard this. He says, if it's MS what they're saying, I should be blind permanently. But if I was very careful not to be Shokot, I should be able to see as I was originally. And the Chidah writes, I saw him sign a document when he had full vision. In other words, I saw him sign when he was blind, and I saw him sign when he was sighted afterwards, and he got this vision back. That's what he says. Now, he says 100 years ago, in quotes from Rav Toledano, this occurred from the following incident. During that period of time, there was machloket between Rav Chaim Kafusi and Bitala Ashkenazi, the author of the Shittim Kabetze. And with this machloket, all the Gedolim and the Triumph and Spot got in, including, he says, Rav Ganti, the Marit, and others. Now, there was a situation where a person, he was zochet to have the misra of his amofes, in other words, to be a tax collector. He was zochet to get that job. So you make that job, you get money coming in. So he's expecting a lot of money. But he needed a lot of money to kind of to quiet down one of the ministers in the state that posed his position. So he took loans from different people with the promise that he'll give the money back when he has the money. And in order to strengthen his words, he made a neder that if he doesn't pay back the debt, he's making neder, he's not going to eat meat or drink wine. That's what he said. So I'm good for the money. If I don't give you back the money, he's not having meat or wine. You know what's going to happen here. And he wasn't the only one who made this neder. There's also another Jew named Avram that was Mavtiach that he's going to give the money, that he'll be able to pay the money back, and two guarantors also. Sof, he got fired and he became impoverished. And he didn't pay back the debts, but he continued to eat meat and drink wine. So the Moches, so everybody was in a whole tumult about this. They said, he has to fulfill his neder. He tied it, this is Nidrei Onsen. When there's the Mishnah, if a person makes a neder that he says he's not going to get benefit from somebody's property if the person doesn't come to eat the meal with him, and the friend doesn't come because of onus, he said the friend can't get hana from him, like the friend got sick, or the sons got sick, or whatever, then it's not chal, because it's called Nidrei Onsen. Because the Dasano there was that if the friend could come and he doesn't come, so then the neder is chal. But if he's not, it's not chal. So that's what he kind of, I don't know if I'm going to have to start time for this whole story. So Reb Chaim Kafusi agreed with this, but Reb Tzal Ashkenazi, the one that Shita Mugvetzet, made a counter-taina. He says, is poverty considered an onus? Chas v'shalom, he says. Our Gemara says that before Yitro agreed to give his daughter Tzipor to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu made a neder, a shvur, that he's not going to go back to Egypt. And then Sofok Zabar, he went back. He says, there was a petach. He says, so the din of Hatar Nedarim is that a petach that wasn't foreseeable is not a petach ru'i. So you see that poverty is a davar matsui. In other words, so the fact that it became impoverished, that was of a petach, that doesn't qualify as Nola. That's what the Chacham say. So Mela, it's such an unforeseeable thing. So Reb Chaim Kafusi agreed. Oh, I got to break it off. Anyway, I don't have time to go forward more. Okay, I'm sorry. But that's going to be it for tonight. I'm sorry. It's getting late. Okay, listen, I apologize. I'll try to straighten out the Zoom channel for tomorrow night. Okay, good luck. Let me get the recording.